Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q Code presents Listening In, starring Rachel Brosnahan, created by Sabrina Jaglom.
Hesty, play Listening In.
Playing Listening In, presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey.
In 10 feet, turn right, and then you will arrive at your destination.
Text Susan Sell.
What do you want to say?
Going into the meeting, call you after, period.
Ready to send.
Send.
Message, sent. Have arrived at your destination.
Okay. Where? Ah. Not one for advertising, I see.
Hello. Follow me.
Okay.
Julia, we spoke on the phone. Special Agent Asher.
Yes. Hi.
Have a seat. Thank you for coming in.
Did I have a choice?
So, Julia...
Special Agent, was it?
That's right.
Special Agent of what, exactly?
Covert Operations.
For what department? Do I need a lawyer?
No, you're not in trouble.
Then why am I here?
I've invited you to talk about your situation. I'm not sure how much you know about what's going on.
Behemoth Oil?
Yes.
Look, Noah and I are splitting up. I didn't do anything wrong. I would like to be left alone.
I understand, and I'm not here to cause you trouble. Actually, we're asking for your help.
Not you too.
Excuse me?
Help with what?
My department doesn't care about the infighting of oil companies. We aren't concerned with patents and profits. What we care about are the repercussions. It's our job to stop the harm about to be inflicted on real people.
But what can I do?
You have a relationship with Henry Babish, correct?
We know each other.
You have access to him, many don't. If you were somehow able to bring us something that implicates him, you could save countless lives.
And how do you expect me to do that?
I can't officially ask you for this, you understand, but I'm sure you'll think of something. And as a gesture of our thanks, we will make sure you are left alone.
Let me get this straight. You want me to help you arrest Henry,
So to speak.
And then no more people showing up in my apartment? No more threats? No more mysterious cards and phone calls?
Correct. Your life can go back to normal.
Okay. I'll do it.
Great. Call me as soon as you have something, but as you might imagine, time is of the essence.
So, I can leave now?
Yes. Have a good day.
Okay.
How did it go?
I'm not sure. They want me to help them.
Help how?
They basically said that they just want to end what's going on. And if I somehow find a way to prove Henry is guilty, then I'll be left alone.
And that's legal?
Guess so.
Are you going to do it?
Yes. They want to stop something bad from happening, and out of my limited options, I think this is my best bet. It's the government, right? Not some random people in my apartment.
But how are you going to pull it off? I don't think the paper we found will work.
I have an idea.
What is it?
I'm walking into my building now. Gotta go.
Okay, be careful.
I'll try. Hey, if you don't hear from me in an hour, send someone to Henry's apartment.
I hope you're joking.
Bye. Mrs. Greenberg, hi.
Oh, hi, dear. How are things? You doing all right?
Yes. I think everything is about to turn around.
Oh?
And thank you again for giving me that number. I just met with someone.
You did?
I have to go take care of something, but hope to see you later.
Yes, me too.
Bye.
Unlike him. I know, but it's
really for this.
Alicia?
Perfect.
What is it?
I canceled my meeting.
Okay.
Order some lunch.
Record.
Of course.
This better work. Henry? Hello? Henry?
What do you want?
I'm here to see Henry. Where is he?
About what?
I need to speak to him. What are you doing?
I need to search you.
Why?
Oh, you never can be too careful.
We done?
Where's your cell phone?
Left it at home. You could check my pockets again.
All right. Don't move. I'll get him.
Julia. Looking radiant as ever.
Henry. Hi.
What can I help you with?
Well, I hope it's okay that I'm coming to you like this. I didn't know where else to turn.
Did something happen?
I'm worried about Noah. I haven't seen him today, and I haven't been able to get a hold of him. Have you heard from him?
Can't say that I have.
Really? Because I know the two of you have had some disagreements lately.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, that's all they have been. Disagreements. Nothing to worry about.
Unless you tell me what you did to Noah, I'm going to tell everyone what you've done.
And just what is it you think is going on?
I know you made Noah change Dreg's tech to make it more profitable. And that it's going to harm millions of people and you're covering it up.
Why would anyone believe a bored housewife's crazy tale about her estranged husband's business?
I'm not a housewife. And I'm not bored. But fine. I'll tell anyone who will listen and we'll see how things shake out.
Who do you think you are, coming in here like this?
I'm a concerned
citizen. You're a nuisance. A pain in the ass. You want to know where Noah is? I had him arrested.
Why?
Because he sold illegal company data for profit.
But he didn't sell illegal company.
It looks like he did, and that's all that matters.
But that's
If someone is in my way, I get them out of the picture. If he cooperates, He'll be sent home when this is all over. But if you or he keep making my life difficult, I'll have it turned into a life sentence. Get it?
You're covering up what Behemoth Oil is about to do. You changed Dreg's tech.
What are you, a Girl Scout?
I'm not...
You know nothing. The world runs on my oil. It fuels our economy, our international relationships. I'm keeping things spinning, just as they should.
Is
there anything else I can help you with today?
I guess not.
Yes. It's time. Take care of her tomorrow.
Wait.
My pleasure.
Let me know when it's done.
Of course.
Fuck.
Lisa, get them out.
The world runs on my
yes.
It fuels our economy, our international relationships. I'm keeping things spinning.
Julia.
I have what you asked for. I got him on tape.
Very good. You can text it to this number.
And I'll be left alone now.
Yes. You've been a great deal of help.
Okay. Yes.
I have been waiting by the phone.
I recorded Henry admitting everything.
No way.
I'm shocked it worked. I didn't expect him to admit it to me so readily. Anyway, I handed it over to Special Agent Asher, so hopefully this is the end.
You're amazing.
You're just happy I can get back to writing now.
Silver lining.
I just have one last thing to take care of.
Need help?
I think I have it under control. Talk later.
Call anytime.
Hello, Mrs. Rhodes.
Hi.
How can I help you?
My mail. I would like my mail. Please.
It's Sunday.
Right.
I don't have anything for you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is there a courier I should be on the lookout for, or...
No, thank you, that's fine. Sorry about that.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, Julia.
Did we startle you?
How did you get here so quickly? You know what? Never mind.
What do you have for us?
I don't need your help anymore.
You sure about that?
I helped turn Henry in. This is all going to be over soon. I will throw away the Hestie. I'm done. I want to be left alone.
You idiot.
Excuse me?
Don't you get it? Look, the government wanted a win and you delivered it to them on a fucking silver platter. They get to shine a light on what Behemoth has been doing and can pin it all on Henry. They have their fall guy now.
So? Isn't that a good thing?
This doesn't stop at Henry. He's just a lackey the same way your husband was. This goes so far up the ladder to places you wouldn't believe.
There are some very angry, very powerful people who are currently on their way into town to make sure this all works out in their favor. And you know what? If your name wasn't all over this before, it sure as hell is now.
And don't be naive enough to think that just because Henry's behind bars, he can't get to you too.
So what do I do?
We told you. You give us proof, we help you. Otherwise, you're on your own.
But if Behemoth can't go ahead with their plan, then this
We're
is
not
all-
trying to stop Behemoth. We are trying to take Behemoth.
What?
Our employers are their competitors, remember? They want the process for themselves.
We need data, not just a place to point the blame.
Wait, I...
And once again, Julia, no one else will bother to help you. So don't screw this up.
Special Agent Asher, pick up your phone.
Hello. You've reached a number that is no longer in service. Hello. You've reached a number that is no longer in service. If you feel that you've reached this recording in error, please hang up and try again.
No. Where did he go? Hello?
Julia? Honey? Are you okay?
Mom.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
Haven't you been watching the news? Noah's boss has been arrested. What is happening? Where's Noah?
What channel?
It's on all of them.
A special task force is responsible for discovering Behemoth Oil's massive cover-up and saving countless lives. The CEO, Henry Babish, is currently in custody awaiting trial.
Did Noah know about this? Where is he?
Mom, I have to go.
Wait a minute! I haven't been able to get a hold of you since last we talked. When are you coming home?
I don't know.
What? Honey, if you guys are having serious problems and
Mom,
now with
Mom,
this...
there are some things I need to finish up here.
Please, talk to me. I'm worried about you.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Everything okay, Mrs. Rhodes? Mrs. Rhodes, is everything okay?
Fine. Thank you.
Some people were just here asking for you. I told them you were out.
Who?
I'm sorry, they wouldn't give me their names. They said to say they came into town to speak with you and they would come back soon.
Oh. Okay.
Is there anything I can help you with?
I don't think so.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mrs. Greenberg.
They weren't there, were they?
What? How do you know that
I think it's time we had a real talk.
Okay.
Let's go inside.
Yeah. Come on in.
Listening In stars Rachel Brosnahan as Julia, with Bridget Reagan as Susan, Caroline Aaron as Mrs. Greenberg, Dana Melanie as Emily, David Aaron Baker as Henry, Adeline Rudolph as Sienna, Daniel J. Watts as Shane. Additional performances by Devin Hennessy, John Grady, Peter Friedman, Jessica Van, Simon Jaglum, Kevin O. Yang, Pamela Roylands, and Katrina Aaron. Created, written, and directed by Sabrina Jaglum. Executive produced by Rachel Brosnahan, Sabrina Jaglum, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yiling, Marielle Redlin, and Justin Levy. Co-executive producers, Michelle Zarotti and Russell Kahn. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson and Brian Kesley. Music editor, David Tadashor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Sarah Ma. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Neronia. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Ryan Walsh and Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon, and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampadina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting directors for guest roles, Mayank Butcher. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weisner. Production assistants, Nathan Yan, Jillian Evanes, and Cassie Cormier. Post coordinators, Rachel Yanover and Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Devin Hennessy, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Celeste Armstrong. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Listening In is a Q Code, Automatic, and Scrap Paper Pictures production.
Listening In is presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey. Progress often starts with a bold first step. Learn how the world's number one Scotch whiskey is celebrating and enabling first strides at johnnywalker.com. Keep walking.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.